women, women, feminine men. Which is a rooster, which is a hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just now the permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey.
Something new this week. A special edition of our regular music review, but this time we aren't going to play any new artists, nor tell you about any just released music CDs. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm Pam Marshall, and you're listening to Audiophile. For the first time in the history of Audiophile, we're going to tell you about a CD we can't play on the radio.
But that's not because of any rules or laws, it's because this CD is a CD-ROM for the computer.
Amsterdam-based musical historian Jay McClellan has completed what was for him a 12-year labor of love, a CD-ROM reference work of gay and lesbian music from 1924 to 1999 entitled Out Loud, Encyclopedia of Gay and Lesbian Recordings.
We caught up with Jay McClellan earlier this year at the Gay Lesbian American Music Awards in New York City.
So all you have to do is plug in the CD-ROM and it loads straight away automatically. There are three ways you can look at this database. One is A to Z, which just gives you alphabetical listings of artists and record labels, everything A to Z. You can look at it in index mode, which gives you 150 thematic indexes ranging from everything from adultery to prostitution, hairdressers, San Francisco, any subject you might be interested in.
Yes, I notice Anita Bryant and Butch Dykes as well.
There is. Do you want to have a quick look at Anita Bryant?
Oh, absolutely. Because she was
a big theme for music in the period, obviously. And so we give it a click there. There's a little biography about the historical events of that period. And then here we have all the records that were related. Jerry Falwell's Coming to Town by Jem Barlow, Choral Majority, Thank You Anita by Ginny Clemons. Anita Bryant is a really fun record. Maybe we, just to show you that, I can look that up. That's David Allan Coe. So we'll go up here, we'll click on C-O-E. And the lyric is, Anita Bryant, who the hell is she, telling all those faggots that they can't be free? Put that bitch in prison. Maybe then she'll see just how much those goddamned homosexuals mean to me. Of course, it's an interesting reflection on the time. There's 4,500 records listed here. They start in 1924 with early lesbian blues records like Beady Blues and Bulldagger Blues and all those sort of tracks. And it goes right up to date with all the current award winners for Glamour, last year's top 20 records in Outvoice charts. And basically every reference we've been able to find to gay and lesbian lifestyles.
This must have taken you forever.
12 years. Every night I come home from work and the hands go straight onto the keyboard and the CDs get plugged in. So, here's,
so if you are able to successfully market this, you'll make about 12 cents an hour.
Absolutely. But it's, you know, really I did it because, as you know, there are books about gay literature, there are books about gay theatre and gay film, and actually there is just as much cultural history in gay music, it's just that nobody actually managed to gather it together. And also maybe in the sense that a lot of the material was originally produced on vinyl or cassette tape in quite small runs, so it's very easy for it to disappear without being archived at all. And so me and some of the other people on the Outvoice list who collect gay music thought that we should be collecting all these things together. If you look at this, this is the bookshelf, and it allows you to, if you have a kind of general approach that you're involved in, for instance, if you're doing women's studies or you're interested perhaps in sex, no? How about gender? Then we have a set of indexes, androgyny, butch dykes, drag, effeminacy, fairies, transsexuals, transvestites, and under each of these you'll find a listing of appropriate artists. So if we look at drag, here we have about 100 drag artists listed in different categories.
I bet thought about making this into a book of some kind as well, as
well,
a CD-ROM?
I did actually start to put it out as a book about 6 or 7 years ago, and there were some copies of a previous edition that went into university libraries and things. But the problem is simply the size of this thing. For the computer literate, there's 4.5 megabytes of text here. That makes it the second largest reference work in the gay market next to the Spartacus Guide. There is just more information, more text. And here I also have the chance to show like 700 images. In many cases, you know, seeing photos from the 1920s tells you just as much as the biography will about, you know, the style of the material and what the people's background was and how they were viewed at the time and how they presented their own work in terms of graphics. So actually, you know, even if you have quite a diverse interest, you know, whether you're interested in the style of the period or the social history or maybe the sort of musical contribution to a developing genre, then there's, you know, all that information can be dug out of here. And it allows work from many different periods and many different genres to be seen side by side. I think it's often interesting that songs and ideas for songs that were first, you know, used in the 1920s are still the main themes of records that we're producing now, you know, coming out songs and so on. You know, there's a long tradition, but up until now, nobody's been able to pull the threads of that tradition together and show that it is actually a genre, a common statement, which has been developing just as long as gay and lesbian people have been making music.
Out Loud is a unique and important work, and we applaud Jay McClellan for his tireless effort in putting the CD-ROM together. You can find out more by pointing your web browser to www.queermusic.com.
That's it for this special edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at P.O. Box 4223, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's audiofile.org. This is Chris Wilson.
And I'm Pam Marshall. Keep listening.
Girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a child. Now we don't know who to, even what was. Knickers and trousers, baggy and white. Nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men